talking about faith, and I've entitled it Faith Acts, not the Book of Acts, but Faith Acts. Everyone say Faith Acts.
Faith Acts.
I feel like we need to warm up a little bit today. So, faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. Everyone's like muttering that verse. We all know that verse so well. So that's how we get faith, right? By hearing. I was going to tell a very embarrassing story about Barney, but I thought maybe I won't. No, James looks horrified, so I need to tell the story now. Faith comes by hearing. So my first point today is, are you hearing the Word of God? Straight in there with a question, with a point. Are you hearing the Word of God? This week, Barney and I had a little date. Went to Starbucks. Needed the caffeine. Actually, I had decaf. Starbucks, there we are. We put our order in with the cashier. And I cried so much in laughter. The guy said, Barney scanned his Starbucks app, got the points, got a few bits knocked off, cheaper, lovely. And the guy, you might not find this funny, maybe it was you had to be there moment, but Barney said, the guy said, that's £8.50, please. And Barney stood there and he went, no. That's £8.50, please. And he goes, no. Like, what are you doing? And the guy's like, okay, here you go, you can pay. I just looked at Barney, I'm like, what did you mean? Why did you say that? Why did you say no? I was in absolute hysterics. The whole of Starbucks looked at me like I was a complete weirdo. And Barney heard something different. We both listened to the guy speak, but Barney heard, I don't know what he heard, from a cashier that made him go, nah. But that's what he heard, something with that response. So you can listen to the same thing and hear something different. Faith comes by hearing the Word of God. You've got to be tuned in and you've got to be hearing to get your faith. Not like that. You know, two people can sit and hear the same message and one can walk away in faith for their week and for what God is telling them to do, and the other one can walk away like, I'm not getting anywhere in life, I'm just rubbish. Faith comes by hearing the Word of God, so tune yourself in to what God wants to say to you. So, next very famous verse about faith is, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things unseen. So evidence is proof. So faith is proof. It's actual proof of something that you can't yet see. And that really messes with my mind because of this first bit. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. What does substance mean? I've got two very clever people in the room, so I really hope my definition of a substance is correct because you both know it. Simply, a substance is something that possesses a physical property. Doctors agree? Yeah. It possesses a physical property. It's physical. A substance is something you can touch. It's something you can see. You might even be able to hear it when someone speaks. That's what faith is. And you're like, you talk really weird in riddles. Faith is a substance. Faith is evidence. It's physical. What does that mean? It has an impact on your life. It's not a hope. Oh, I hope for this to happen. Faith is beyond that. Faith is the next step of that. And it's not just the hope. It's the evidence of that hope. It's a physical thing of that hope. And to help illustrate this, I have an illustration because I always have illustrations. This is my chair. This chair will hold me if I sit on it. Right? It will hold me if I sit on it. I believe that. I trust the chair. My legs are tired, so what do? I sit. At what point am I engaging faith? Because, hey, I'm quite good at doing squats. I'm doing a squat challenge in January, and I'm up to 70 a day. So I could probably do this for quite a while without actually engaging my faith that this chair will hold me. The faith bit is when I let go and I sit. I know it will hold me, but knowing it doesn't do anything. It's acting that completes your faith. Our faith is completed in actions. But let me tell you something. Life isn't that rosy. I know it's a chair analogy, so bear with me. Tracy, can you just rip me off a bit? And maybe it's a doctor's report. Maybe it's something that another Christian said to you. Maybe it's how you feel. Maybe it's the length of time it's been since you've sat on that chair. Maybe it's that every single circumstance in your life and in the history of the world tells you that it's broken. Oh, I lost it. Okay. Tells you that it's broken. Am I going to trust that chair? Am I going to sit on that chair? Can you all be the world and tell me that it's broken? Because God tells me that I can trust that chair. Now faith starts a little bit earlier. Now faith starts right now, not when I'm squatting over it and leaping. Now faith starts when I see that sign that says it's broken. Now faith starts as I start to walk towards it. Faith starts as I get near it. Faith is when I'm here and here and here and here, and this is really crunch time on faith. Right? How much of our life is like that? That we've got a prognosis from the doctor, that people have said certain things, that you've said in faith, I'm going to do this, I'm going to achieve this, God said this about my life, and then everyone's like, sure about that. Maybe it's the numbers on your bank account. Maybe it's a minus instead of a plus. Whatever it is, whatever that sign is, whatever the world is telling you, the voice to listen to is what God is telling you, and that is faith. That's real life faith. Before, without this, this is cushy. This is easy faith. This is like, you know, on holiday faith. This is real life faith. Because things don't look crazy, and that's where we need faith, right? So faith is taking God at his word. Simply taking God at his word. So do you? Do you take him at his word? Because the Bible says, by his stripes you're healed. And everywhere Jesus went, he laid hands on the sick. And you can lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. So do we lay hands on the sick? Do we receive our healing? If there's someone sick at work, to pray for them. Because that's what faith is. Because if you believe it, you do it. Sorry, I'm trying to be nice today. I'm not too challenging. If you believe the chair will hold you, you act like it and you sit on it. So if you believe the word says that you can lay hands on the sick, when you do, they'll be healed, you pray for the sick. If you believe that God says in his word, when you give the little bit that he asks you to give, he blesses you back. Squashed down, shaken together, running over. When you believe it, you do it. Faith acts. And faith isn't faith until you act. Faith, me believing that this chair will hold me, but standing here is not faith. It's a hope. It's a thought. Faith takes it one step further because faith is substance. Faith is proof. Barney and I asked God for a house. We had no money. Most of you know this story. We had no money. We had no deposit. We had no way of getting a mortgage. We had nothing. So we asked God for a house. He said, God, you supply all our needs, and you promised us we'll have a roof over your head while we do your will. And move into this city. We believe you. We trust you. So God, give us a house. And the story is long and convoluted, and God gave us a house. Did he give us a house the day after we prayed for it? No. The gap between us asking and us getting the keys of our house and signing the contract, that gap, that's faith. Every step we took towards that house was faith. Barney went out and bought mugs, didn't you, for our house, saying, faith, we get this house. So
in our cupboard. Mine was Little Miss Perfect, something like that. Yeah.
And I made a Pinterest board because I wanted to be ready the second we got in our house to decorate it.
If you believe what God says, you do it. You act on it.
Abraham. How many instructions did God give Abraham that he had to do by faith? Everything. I'm not going to go through his whole life. James 1:22 says, don't just listen to the word. Do what it says. Why? Because it engages your faith. That's when you engage your faith. You don't engage it just listening to it. What good is it if you have faith but it has no actions? That's in James 2. Joseph.
Joseph had a dream from God that he was going to be a ruler or second in command, that his brothers were going to bow down to him in a sign of submission to him.
And Joseph was then rejected, abandoned by his family. He was put in a pit. He was sold into slavery. He was a slave. He was falsely accused and he was put in prison. None of those things look like he's working towards the promise of God. None of those things. His life said broken in a big time way. Not many of us has experienced much of those things. Broken in a big time way. But he had faith. I'll tell you how I know that. Because he was faithful in the prison. If you think that dream is not going to happen, my life is a mess, you act like it. Right? If you've given up, you get in a bad attitude. You don't help. You don't work to excellence. Joseph in the prison worked to excellence. He kept going. He was honorable to people. He interpreted people's dreams. He kept living like the promise that God gave him was going to happen. Even when he was as far away from that promise as you can possibly get, he kept living like that was happening. What's that? It's faith. It's faith in action. Can you imagine? It was 13 years. Until Joseph got put in that position that God had promised him. 13 years. He had faith for 13 years that God was going to do what he said he was going to do. Can you imagine if at 12 years, 364 days, he was not having them? I give up. Stop this. And then they come knocking at the prison door. They didn't come knocking. They barged their way into the prison door and said, the king needs help. Pharaoh, thank you. He needs help. And Joseph's like, God's abandoned me. Look where I am. Nothing good happens. Everything I do fails. What's the point? What's the point? I'm in prison. And sat there. If he had stopped believing for that one day, imagine what would have happened. But in one day, in one day, his life turned around. He went from prison, lowest of the low in prison, to being a ruler of the land, apart from one person. In one day, the turnaround was one day, because he kept believing. And he had to, it wasn't like he had to work for it physically, he didn't like climb the corporate ladder, but he did in his heart. He had to keep believing, he had to keep his heart right. Faith is in your heart, and what's in your heart comes out, right? Overflow the heart, the mouth speaks. How many of you have got a dream or a word from God and you feel like giving up because it's been so long? And because every circumstance and every person and all of history says it's broken. It's not going to work. It's broken. Try to keep believing. In Joshua 3, I'm just going to bring out a few different stories. I hope you don't mind. In Joshua 3, verse 14, I'm going to read this to you. The Israelites had the Ark of the Covenant, the priests were carrying it, and they came to the River Jordan. And it says in verse 14, so when the people broke camp to cross the Jordan, the priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant went ahead of them. Now the Jordan is at flood stage all during harvest. Yet as soon as the priests who carried the Ark reached the Jordan and their feet touched the water's edge,
The water from upstream stopped flowing. It piled up in a heap a great distance away at a town called Adam, while the water flowing down to the sea of Arabethi was completely cut off. So the people crossed over opposite Jericho. Priests who had carried the ark, who carried the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, stopped in the middle of the Jordan and stood on dry ground while all Israel passed by until the whole nation had completed the crossing on dry ground. Okay, it was flooded. Not like a flood like we have here, where it's like, well, some of them have been quite bad, but not like a Liverpool flood, where it's like, oh, there's a lot of water. A flood, the river was flooded at harvest time. Do you know what that meant? Floods. That meant villages swept away. We're talking proper floods here. It's not a small river. It's a big river. It's a lot of water. And God said, go over to the other side. If that was me right now, and God said to me, you know, cross over the River Thames or something, I'd be like, okay, where's my boat? Speedboat, hopefully. Or a raft with someone else to row it, preferably. Or shall I go all the way up to the source and go round and then I'm on the other side and walk back again, right? That's me squatting over something that looks broken. And God said, cross over. Joshua went, all right, let's do this, people. So they walk up to the River Jordan and the water stops. No. It's not until the priests put their feet in that the water stopped. Do you know why? Complete faith acts. It was the action that completed the faith. It wasn't until they went, okay, God, we're doing this, we're crossing it, and put their foot down. That's when, boom, God acted. When you act in faith, it moves God. It doesn't force God's hand. God's not forced, but he is faithful to his promises. He's faithful to his word. And when you act in faith, he goes, I can get with that. Let's do this. And he stopped the water. And they crossed. It didn't just stop it close by and they like squeeze through, run through. It stopped it way upstream. A lot of water. It's like the parting of the Red Sea. And they crossed. A whole nation crossed. This isn't like minor miracle, but it started with someone doing this. A step of faith. You have to act. You have to move. You have to do something. Faith is not just sitting at home having, you know, a lovely time with the Lord and worshiping and reading your word and saying, oh yes, lovely, what is good? Is it good? Yes, amen. Because anyone can say that. Anyone can do that. That's how we get the word in us. That's how we get faith in us. And in week one of groups this month, we're going to be talking about getting the word in us for faith and how to build faith for specific circumstances and what to do when you don't feel like you have faith for something that you need faith for. But when you have that faith, you have to act. You have to do something. You have to step. Luke 5, verse 17 up. The guys lifted their friends of the paralyzed man on his mat and they took him. Jesus was in the house. It was crowded. It was packed. They believed that Jesus could heal him. So did they leave him there and go, it's okay, Jesus will heal him? Right? They took him. They dug a hole in a roof and they lowered him down. Why? Because they had faith to act. They didn't act because it's no good if, I don't know, there's a good minister preaching and I've got a hurt leg. I'm like, oh, Barney, let's go, you know, blow a hole in the side of a building so we can get in and they can, because that's what happened in the Bible, and they can heal my leg. Because that's not the faith. The faith that is in you acts. You can't act on someone else's faith. Tracy can't go make a Pinterest board and buy 2 mugs and believe it's going to get her a house. Because those were our actions, right? Faith that's in your heart, you will act. They believed that Jesus would heal them. So they did something about it. What are you doing about what you believe? I believe God wants to come to this city and totally reshape it and transform it from the lowest of the low to the top government.
and every bit in between. I believe Jesus wants to completely radicalize the music culture that is in this city and turn it for the glory of God. I believe that, so I'm doing something about it. What are you doing about what you believe? What are you doing about it? Peter walked on waves. Jesus gave the instruction, come out. And he had a choice. Do I trust what Jesus is telling me above the circumstances around me? What the waves are saying, what the wind is saying, what the disciples are probably saying. Whose voice do I trust the most? Who do I believe the most? Because that's what you have faith in. Do I have faith in God that told me that this chair was okay? Or in the sign that says it's broken and all you not knowing it's broken? What do I trust? What do I believe? There's a term for it. What has the highest authority in your life? He saw, Peter stepped out, he walked, he had faith. But he saw the circumstances and sunk. Because, you know, not looking at his fine walking on the waves, if they're still, I don't know. He saw that it was windy and he sunk. He took his eyes off of what God said and made something else the bigger voice that he trusted more. I trust that this sea is going to swallow me up more than I trust God. Well, come on, that sounds like common sense, right? Nowhere in the Bible did God say, listen to common sense. I mean, common sense is good. You put your coat on when it's cold outside. That's have some common sense, right? But is it higher than the voice of God? If God told you to leave your coat at home that day and it was snowing outside, but God told you to leave it at home, would you do it or would you listen to common sense? We can be too clever sometimes. I can squat for ages. I mean, I could do this whole preach squatting probably. You can squat. I've got common sense, I've got my own knowledge, I've got my own abilities, but God said sit. Joshua and the walls of Jericho, I mean, come on, walking around a town thinking you're going to conquer it by walking around it, but God said, so he did, and so God did, and they won. What if Joshua and the guys were like, don't think so, God. We're going to attack instead. We're going to go through the main gate and attack instead. Because that makes more sense. How to... We're still going to achieve what you want us to achieve, God. But my faith's not there. And we need to get in faith there because his word is higher in my life than the circumstances. Luke 5, Jesus is preaching, loads of crowds. Jesus said to the guys on the boat, fishing all night, no fish. Pick up your net, put it down on the other side. What? But they trusted him above the circumstances. And what made it happen? They didn't just carry on. They didn't go, okay, God, I trust you to fill my nets. I trust you. No, they acted. They did it. They moved the nets. It was miracle after miracle after miracle because they chose to do. They said, yes, I trust you, so I will do. Imagine if in just one area in your life, whenever there was a doubt, you changed that doubt to, God, I trust you, so I do. I do this. I will act. Complete faith acts. So, as we go out this week, how is your faith showing up in your daily life? Daily life, we're to walk by faith, right? I walk by faith, each step by faith. We're to walk by faith. Every single step of our life is to be by faith. What are you doing by faith in your daily life? Because faith is like a muscle, we've got to use it and use it and use it for it to grow. So how are we stepping in faith this week? Are there things that you have given up on because it's not happening, or because the world says it's not going to happen, or because, quite frankly, you're tired, you're sick, you haven't got enough, it's broken, and God's saying, yeah, but I've said it. Is that going to be enough for you? What I've said?
trust in me again. Get back out those scriptures, those promises that God said to you. Get them back out, read over them, meditate on them, build your faith up, start to trust in what he said again. And look, say, God, this week, give me an opportunity. Today, God, on my way to work, on the school run, give me an opportunity to step out in faith, because I want to be a person of faith. There's a whole, there's so much more on faith that we can talk about. There's a whole chapter in Hebrews, which is just about people that stepped out in faith. If Hebrews was written now, would my name be in that? Am I living my daily life to be written in that hall of faith? Hebrews 6:11-6, without faith, it is impossible to please him. I want to please him every day. And Pastor Matt Beamer, who's one of the founding pastors of Go Church, his kind of daily slogan is, I live to make Jesus smile. I live to make God smile. And how do you make him smile? You live by faith. Every day, I want to live by faith to make God smile.